At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Some places were never meant to be quiet. Perched high on the mountainside in the former mining town of Jerome, Arizona, the Jerome Grand Hotel casts a long shadow, both physically and spiritually. Built in 1926 as the United Verde Hospital, this concrete fortress once echoed with the cries of the sick, the injured, and the dying. It was the most modern medical facility in the state, and perhaps the most haunted. After closing in 1950, the building sat abandoned for more than 40 years, its operating rooms and patient beds left to decay, along with the stories that never got told. When it reopened as a hotel in 1996, the spirits, it seems, never checked out. Guests today report hearing the wheezing of invisible patients, the footsteps of long-gone nurses, and the heavy clang of an elevator that once crushed a man to death under mysterious circumstances. There's even talk of a phantom feline who curls up at your feet, then vanishes into thin air. But what's really haunting the Jerome Grand Hotel? Are these echoes of a traumatic past, environmental illusions shaped by a building's grim history? Or something that defies all logic and lingers in the shadows? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. High above the rugged terrain of central Arizona sits the town of Jerome, clinging to Cleopatra Hill like a ghost that refuses to fade. Once dubbed the wickedest town in the West, Jerome was a thriving copper mining hub, a place where fortunes were made and lives were lost. It was in this rough and tumble environment that the United Verde Copper Company decided to invest in something unexpected, a state-of-the-art hospital. In 1926, construction began on what would become the United Verde Hospital. Designed in the Mission Revival style, the building was more than just impressive. It was a technological marvel for its time. Poured-in-place concrete made it fireproof and durable. The Otis elevator, still in operation today, was among the first of its kind in the region. The facility sat 5,240 feet above sea level, offering views that were both breathtaking and at times haunting. When it opened its doors in 1927, the hospital was hailed as the most modern and well-equipped in Arizona. It treated miners suffering from everything from injuries and infections to the devastating effects of toxic exposure underground. But as the hospital filled with patients, the town's darker side became harder to ignore. Accidents in the mines were frequent, and death was never far away. For over two decades, the United Verde Hospital was where hope clashed with hopelessness. Records from the era suggest thousands of patients passed through its halls, but not all of them walked out. As medical advancements lagged behind industrial hazards, many simply didn't make it. By 1950, with the copper boom declining and Jerome's population dwindling, the hospital closed its doors. What was once a place of healing became an empty shell, and for the next 44 years, it sat in silence, except, as some would later claim, it wasn't silent at all. Caretakers and passersby began to whisper about strange noises emanating from the building, distant voices, footsteps echoing across long abandoned hallways, doors slamming shut without a breeze, and most chilling of all, an elevator running by itself, moving between floors in a building with no occupants. But the most infamous story from the hospital's original era came from the year 1935. Claude Harvey, the building's maintenance man, was found dead beneath the hospital's elevator. His body was crushed, but something didn't add up. An official inquest concluded the elevator was fully functional and could not have descended in a way that would kill a man. In fact, it appeared that Harvey may have already been dead before he was placed under it. Some suspected foul play, but no charges were ever filed. That unsolved death laid the groundwork for one of the hotel's most enduring ghost stories. To this day, many believe that Claude Harvey still roams the building. His spirit is often associated with electrical disturbances, flickering lights, and the mechanical groaning of the old Otis lift. In 1982, another tragedy added to the building's grim resume. Manoah Hofbauer, a caretaker assigned to the site while it sat vacant, was found hanged inside. His death was ruled a suicide. Yet some visitors, particularly those attuned to the supernatural, say they can still feel a sense of despair in the room where his body was discovered. By the early 1990s, the town of Jerome was undergoing a strange kind of rebirth. Artists, historians, and entrepreneurs had begun to move into the once abandoned town, restoring buildings and preserving its haunted charm. It was during this resurgence that Larry Alther purchased the United Verdi Hospital in 1994 with the intention of turning it into a hotel. When the Jerome Grand Hotel opened in 1996, it didn't take long for stories to spread. Guests and staff began reporting strange occurrences almost immediately. Lights switching on and off, televisions powering up with no input, and voices heard in rooms that should have been empty. Some dismissed these events as quirks of an old building. Concrete walls shift, electricity flickers, and the mind plays tricks when surrounded by stories of death and despair. After all, the power of suggestion is stronger than most admit, especially in a building where more than 1,000 people may have taken their last breath. But then came the sounds, wheezing, coughing, labored breathing in rooms with no one inside. Former patients, perhaps, replaying their final moments. Skeptics pointed to natural explanations. The hotel's aged ventilation system, combined with Jerome's elevation and shifting temperatures, could easily produce strange acoustics. And then there's the psychological effect. Guests arriving expecting to experience a haunting might simply manifest it in their own minds. It's a phenomenon psychologists refer to as top-down processing, when the brain fills in gaps based on expectations, not evidence. But not everyone was convinced. Former night staff have told tales of feeling watched in empty corridors, of objects moving on their own, and of footsteps echoing from rooms that were securely locked. One maintenance worker recalled fixing a pipe in the basement when a loud knock struck the boiler room door, only to find no one on the other side. "It wasn't just the noise," he said. "It was the way the air changed, like someone had been standing there watching me the whole time." Other employees reported hearing someone crying on the third floor, a floor with no checked-in guests at the time. Phone calls from empty rooms became so common that the front desk kept a log. The Otis elevator, the same one that claimed Claude Harvey's life, was reportedly caught on surveillance moving between floors with no button press, no weight sensor triggered, and no explanation. Even the owner, Larry Alther, has admitted to experiencing unusual events. In interviews, he's expressed both belief and caution, acknowledging that while some stories may be the product of suggestion, others defy easy answers. "There's something here," he once said. "I don't know what it is, but it's real." Still, Alther has maintained that the hotel welcomes both skeptics and believers. It's part of the draw, part of the hotel's mystique. And for many visitors, it's not just a stay, it's an encounter. As the years passed, stories continued to accumulate. The Jerome Grand Hotel had firmly entrenched itself as a landmark of both history and haunting. Tourists arrived not only for the views and the charm of a restored mining town, but for a chance to meet the ghosts of Jerome. Yet as strange as these early events may seem, they were only the beginning. What came next would cement the Jerome Grand Hotel's reputation not just as haunted, but as a place where the veil between life and death may be thinner than we think. As the years wore on and word of the haunting spread, the Jerome Grand Hotel took on a reputation that extended far beyond Arizona. Paranormal investigators, thrill-seeking travelers, and even skeptics looking to debunk the myths came from across the country to experience the building for themselves, and almost universally, they left with stories to tell. Some of the most common experiences involved sounds that seemed to bleed through time. Coughing fits, moans of pain, the clink of metal gurneys wheeling across tile. But when staff go to investigate, there's no one there. Rooms stand vacant. The sound vanishes. Apparitions are not rare here. One recurring figure is a man in a doctor's coat spotted walking briskly down the hallways, only to disappear around corners or through closed doors. Others have reported a nurse in vintage attire standing silently at the foot of their beds, expression blank, hands clasped, watching. She never speaks. She simply appears, then fades as quickly as she came. But the most unnerving sightings come from those who claim to have seen a woman in a white gown. She's been described as young, barefoot, her expression sorrowful. One guest on the second floor reported seeing her glide past the room, her eyes locked forward. When he stepped out to follow her, she was gone, but the scent of lilacs lingered in the air. The hotel doesn't use floral air fresheners. And then there's the cat. Among all the ghost stories tied to the Jerome Grand Hotel, the tale of the phantom feline is one of the most unique and oddly endearing. Guests frequently report feeling something jump onto their beds late at night. The pressure of small paws, the soft indentation of weight on a comforter. When they turn to look, nothing is there. Others say they felt something brush against their legs while sitting or lying down. Some have even snapped photos of faint, cat-sized outlines at the edge of bedsheets. The hotel has no pets, and no animals are allowed to roam the halls. So what is it that guests are feeling? A beloved hospital cat who refused to leave? Or a more abstract spirit taking a form that comforts rather than frightens? The third floor of the hotel seems to be its most active. That's where guests report hearing children giggling, crying, and in some cases, running. Feet patter along the corridor late into the night, accompanied by the distant sound of a ball bouncing, then rolling to a stop. Front desk staff often receive calls from the third floor with complaints about the noise, only to check the records and realize no children were staying in that wing. Room 32, however, is where things take a darker turn. It's consistently named as the most haunted room in the hotel. Guests report extreme discomfort, difficulty breathing, tightness in the chest, and an overwhelming sense of dread. Some have checked in only to check out within hours. Others have seen dark shapes in the corners of the room, shapes that shift and dissolve when confronted. One couple claimed they were awakened at 3 a.m. by the sound of labored breathing coming from the closet. When they opened it, the sound stopped, but a heavy coldness filled the room. Another visitor said she saw a figure sitting at the edge of the bed when she entered. She assumed it was her husband until she turned on the light and realized he was still downstairs. Room 32 is also the suspected haunting ground of Claude Harvey, the maintenance man found dead under the elevator in 1935. Some believe his spirit remains bound to the mechanical systems of the hotel. Guests have reported the elevator arriving at their floor without being called. Surveillance footage has captured its doors opening and closing throughout the night, floor by floor, without explanation. The basement laundry area and old boiler room, both located near the original elevator shaft, are reportedly thick with unease. Staff avoid them when possible, often working in pairs when sent below. It's not uncommon for machinery to fail inexplicably, then work perfectly again once the room is vacated. But not all explanations require the supernatural. Some investigators suggest that the building's unique construction, thick concrete walls, steep hillside location, and aging mechanical systems could contribute to many of the perceived hauntings. acoustic anomalies, electrical interference, and environmental fluctuations all create conditions ripe for misinterpretation. Combine that with the power of suggestion, and it's easy to see how the mind might fill in the blanks. Still, not everything can be dismissed. In 2008, a paranormal research team spent two nights in the hotel. They documented cold spots, unexplainable EMF spikes, and audio recordings of what sounded like whispered voices. While they stopped short of declaring the building definitively haunted, they did conclude that the Jerome Grand Hotel contains an unusually high amount of unexplained phenomena compared to buildings of similar age and structure. Some theorists categorize the hauntings here as residual, replays of energy left behind by trauma, illness, or death. These hauntings don't interact, they simply repeat. Others argue that the building houses intelligent spirits, entities that can observe, respond, and in some cases even communicate. But there's a third theory, and it's the one that keeps even hardened skeptics up at night, that the very act of believing in the Jerome Grand Hotel's hauntings gives them power. That the accumulation of stories, expectations, and fear creates a psychic feedback loop, an energy field that invites phenomena to manifest. Whatever the cause, one thing remains certain. The Jerome Grand Hotel isn't just a building, it's a story, one that continues to unfold every time a guest walks through its doors. People come seeking the paranormal, and more often than not, they find it. Or maybe, just maybe, it finds them. So what are we really looking at when we stare up at the Jerome Grand Hotel? A building with a tragic past? Absolutely. A marvel of early 20th century engineering that stood the test of time? No doubt, but a place that blurs the line between history and haunting? That's where things get complicated. What makes the Jerome Grand Hotel so compelling isn't just the volume of reported paranormal activity. It's the variety. We're not just talking about footsteps in the hallway or creaky floorboards. We're talking about full-bodied apparitions, unexplained elevator behavior, phantom voices, and yes, there's even a ghost cat that apparently refuses to be declawed by death. Skeptics argue that much of what's reported here could be attributed to environmental factors, drafts, shifting temperatures, old electrical wiring, and the suggestive power of storytelling all play a role. Let's face it, if you check into a hotel that used to be a hospital and they tell you room 32 is haunted, your brain's going to be doing backflips even before you put your bags down. There's also the concept of confirmation bias. When we expect to see something strange, we're more likely to interpret anything unusual as paranormal. A flickering light? Ghost? A creaky pipe? Ghost? Your spouse snoring too loud? Definitely a ghost, just maybe not the kind that floats. But even after applying all the rational filters, we're still left with a pile of evidence that refuses to be dismissed entirely. Too many people, from too many walks of life, reporting too many similar things. At some point, it stops being coincidence and starts becoming a pattern. One that whispers just below the surface, there's more here than meets the eye. Whether it's residual energy trapped in the building's walls, intelligent spirits with unfinished business, or the collective force of belief giving rise to something real. The Jerome Grand Hotel continues to beckon us toward its shadowed hallways. And if you ever find yourself lying in bed there at night, feeling the weight of something small pressing gently against your feet, maybe don't look too fast. Just let the ghost cat have its nap. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another paranormal deep dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.